A year ago, the pandemic meant Caroline Rivera's husband was at home. Their child was at home. She was at home, working in international trade.
It's very nerdy.
The 40-year-old Rivera lives in Grapevine. She's been a musical theater performer, but not much lately. The quarantine was making her restless, so she bought a ukulele. She'd never played one, but the plan was learning to play it and singing along could keep her stage skills sharp. Then, a friend kept asking to see a video of how things were going.
Fine. Here, this is how it's going. And I tried to play You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
She posted it on Quarantine Cabaret. The Facebook page is where people put up their own goofy performances.
It got a lot of laughs, so I thought, well, I'll just keep posting.
But serious talents also use Quarantine Cabaret as an outlet, a practice session, a showcase. In 2 months, this was how things were going. A year after she started, Rivera has posted more than 28 videos.
It was a way to hold myself accountable and keep practicing.
So now she's thinking about putting together a cabaret set. And she got an actual gig. She performed in Firehouse Theater's production of In the Heights. Lashune Boyd was looking for that kind of audience. She moved to Fort Worth from Georgia 3 years ago to earn her master's in music at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. She barely knew anyone here. Then COVID hit. She lost her job. Her school canceled plans for a new a cappella choir she was in.
So Quarantine Cabaret gave me this community and a lot of encouragement, a lot of people celebrating one another.
Boyd started learning recording techniques. She posted her videos on Quarantine Cabaret, Instagram, TikTok. She became known for her incredible gospel skills on covers of songs by pop groups like the Kings of Leon.
Those were my go-to songs, you know, when I was thinking about home. And in that moment, it's like the lyrics kind of came alive for me.
Then she recorded Fix You by Coldplay.
Can't sleep, stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face.
Boyd's video of the song got noticed by the band. Coldplay tweeted simply, brilliant.
The fact that they just commented was more than enough to make me just really crazy happy because it's Coldplay.
Since then, her videos had more than 1 million hits. Boyd graduates in the spring and has 51,000 followers on TikTok. She's making a cappella recordings for a dance studio in New York. And she's an artist in residence with the Birchman Baptist Church. She's been singing as a soloist with the choir, and they're releasing an album soon. Mikey Abrams is the Dallas realtor who created Quarantined Cabaret. The website has become something personal for him as well. He was cleaning out things recently and came across a list of life goals he'd written in his 20s. One was own your own cabaret.
So I got really choked up. It's a weird roundabout way that I got to accomplish this goal.
Then there are the messages Abrams gets from cabaret followers. One was from a gay man in Idaho. Abrams says the guy was so isolated he didn't know anyone else there who was gay. Once a year, he'd drive 3 hours just to see a Broadway tour.
So he said, thank you for creating this space. That theater was the only place I felt like I can truly be myself. So stuff like that, you know, made me think, this is more than just a bunch of silly songs on Facebook.
When we can finally drop all of our COVID precautions, Abrams says he's not closing down Quarantined Cabaret. I'm Jerome Weeks in Dallas.